Glenn, congratulations on your hat trick tonight. Is that your first senior hat trick?
No, I had one. I think it was one of my first 20 games in Swindon against Invicta, so I got four that night. But yeah, they don't come very often for me. But things went my way tonight. But the main thing is we got the 2 points and the win. So,
I mean, I guess most people might familiarise yourself with Milton Keynes. Obviously, you got Ed Nags and Lee Jamieson in the side from Milton Keynes. Was that part and parcel of your decision to sign, having those other guys there?
No, absolutely not. To be honest, I didn't even know they were signing. It just sort of happened. I spoke to Slava literally as soon as the season finished, and he told me his plans for his team and this club for the future, and so it was perfect for me straight away, and it was an easy decision in the end.
I mean, you're still obviously heavily involved in the Milton Keynes Lightning in the Elite League. I think you've played a few pre-season games, scored as well, I believe, but not so far in the league. Do you still have ambitions to play there this season if you can?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, that's not up to me, but no, training with Milton Keynes in the Elite League and the pre-season games, it was a great experience, and I learn every day that I train there and every game that I played there, and it's a privilege for them to give me that opportunity, and I'm really enjoying it and learning a lot. So yeah, it's good so far.
You look full of energy on the ice. Is that part of having that training, extra training in Milton Keynes, to give you that extra zip compared to perhaps some of the other players in this league?
Yeah, maybe. I've always, ever since I left Swindon, I've wanted to train every day, and ice time is valuable, especially in the UK. So if I can get on the ice as much as possible, then hopefully it will transfer into my game at the weekend.
And what are your impressions so far of Peterborough?
Oh, I'm loving it, yeah. It's a great family-run club, very professional, and I like that. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Slava's a great coach, so is Buckman. They both know their stuff, and there's a lot of guys here that have played in the league and the league above for a long while, so I'm learning here. As I said, I'm learning in Milton Keynes, training there. So yeah, I'm loving it so far, and I feel like we can go somewhere this year, and that's the goal.
Yeah, is that part of your reason coming to get lift some silverware with the team, as well as perhaps some personal objectives of getting points as well?
Yeah, well, for me, the team comes first. I came here, as you said, to win silverware, and Slava signed a very good team. He's a good coach, and I think we can win something this year. So, yeah, of course, that was part of the reason signing here. And if the personal accolades come as well, then great. But I'm here to win and win everything, so hopefully we can do that.
We all know the Nottingham boys are quite famous in terms of coming down in a car. Do you, the other couple of guys, do you come in one car?
Well, I'm actually going to university in Oxford. So, but yeah, when I'm around Milton Keynes, definitely, as I said, when I'm training there in the mornings with Pete, then yeah, we car share and try and help each other out, and that makes it a lot easier. You know, driving up and down can get a bit tedious, but now we all chip in and help each other out, and that just shows the great team spirit we have in this locker room.
And then tomorrow's game at Sheffield, a very early start, lunchtime start. How do the guys feel about that?
I think they're excited. I mean, it's an early start, yeah. That means recovery's key. So tonight, lots of water, lots of food. But it's no different. It doesn't matter if we face off at 1 or 7. The same objective, 2 points, and we'll do anything to get them.
Yeah. You think it's really key to get some away points in this table, in this league, so you can get qualified for the next round?
Yeah, absolutely. If we can nick some points away and play a perfect road game, then that's crucial. The better we do in the group is, the better we come out in the end. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a key game, and we'll be going in full blast.